I have a word that I just have to exhort with tonight. And I want us to still have time for prayer. So I want us just to get right into the word. I want to talk to you about the seven spirits of the Lord. Now, I'm not going to talk about all of them, but we're going to read it. And I want to just kind of zone in on one of them or come into focus on just one of the seven spirits of the Lord. Well, Kathy, I believe I told you Isaiah 11:2, but let's look at verse 1. Kathy's used to me backing up a verse or two. Okay, Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Prophecy from Isaiah that God was speaking through. He says, "There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots." Who was Jesse? Jesse was David's dad. But there will be a stem that'll come out of the stem of, a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch will grow out of his roots. Look at this, and now it starts talking about Jesus, the King of heaven and earth. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Number one. Number two, look. And the Spirit of wisdom. Number three, the Spirit of understanding. Number four, the Spirit of counsel and the Spirit of might. That's five. Number six, the Spirit of knowledge. That's what I want to talk about tonight. And the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. See, I didn't know those were spirits. Well, that's what it says. These are the seven spirits of the Spirit of the Lord. Now, we're not going to turn over to Isaiah 61:1. But if you did, Jesus said, listen, the Spirit of the Lord God, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. So when we look at verse 2, and we just read the Spirit of the Lord, you say, the Spirit of the Lord is upon Jesus. Jesus is the Lord. Yes. And then when Jesus speaks, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God, the El Shaddai, the complete one, God is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord God rest upon him. And look, then it mentions the Spirit of wisdom. All right, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. So let's talk about the Spirit of knowledge. Now, this has been such a blessing to me over the years, and as I get older, it even becomes a greater blessing. And I pray for you today that the Spirit of the Lord would activate this into your heart and into your mind and into your spirit, that it will forever be a blessing and be so sweet and so simple and so open to you that you would depend on it every single day of your lives. All right, what is the Spirit of knowledge? Here's what it is. It's simply this. When the Holy Spirit reveals things to you that you don't know. You don't know how to go there. You don't know how to do this. I don't know where the teachers from the school are coming from. There's just some things we just plain do not know. There's things that are available to us because we're kingdom dwellers. We live in the kingdom of God. There's rights that are given to us because of our covenant rights that we just haven't come into contact with yet. And so the Spirit of the Lord, when he mentioned the Spirit of the Lord, he is here to reveal or open up those things and show us all of those things, hallelujah, that belong to us. So even natural knowledge, you know, the schools will have up a sign and it'll talk about knowledge being beautiful or something like that. And of course it is. We can read books on knowledge and we go to school to get knowledge and universities and colleges and we get knowledge like that. But there is nothing that compares to the knowledge of the Lord, though we need that education. We need certain things. You cannot be a mechanic, I would say, without going to college to learn to be a mechanic like Joellen's son-in-law did, who's a fireman now. But people go to colleges and career colleges to walk in their career. But this spirit of knowledge takes us to another place. It connects us with things, with people that will make a way when we have no idea what to do. And I believe God knew it was so, doesn't matter what I believe, God knew that it was so important for us to have the spirit of knowledge that would work for us, that he put it in the book of Hosea. Hosea 4, chapter 4 and verse 6, and you can almost hear God's grief when he said, "My people perish for lack of what?" He said, "I gave it to you. You don't have to live down there under that struggle because you have the spirit of knowledge available to you." You say, then why doesn't he just automatically do it? I don't have the answer to that. He just tells us to pray about everything. I mean, Paul told us pray about everything. In Mark 11:24, he said, "What things soever you desire when you pray, you believe that you receive them and you shall have them." So we are instructed to pray. So tonight, one of the things I want us to pray about individually is, "Lord, give me the spirit of knowledge. Bring the spirit of knowledge to me to help me." Because if you said my people are perishing and falling off of life because of lack of knowledge, I don't want you to have lack of knowledge, he said. I want you to have knowledge. And we'll probably get into the spirit of understanding, spirit of wisdom. But here's just what I felt that I want to open up tonight. Because, you know, sometimes we try to get substitutes. And that Hosea didn't say you perish for a lack of prayer. He didn't say you perish for lack of fasting or you perish because of a lack of faith. He said, you perish because you don't take advantage of my spirit of knowledge. I will direct you and I will show you what to do. You say, well, I've not learned how to hear the voice of God. Let me tell you something about that. The hardest thing that you will ever do is go to prayer and sit there with the Lord and say, "Speak, Lord." Of course, you know, and the word tells us, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's going to come down and say, "Lynn, I want you to go to so-and-so today and turn left and go down there." You may not get that, but in a few days later, a week later, a month later, all of a sudden you need direction, you're headed, you're doing something, all of a sudden the answer to that prayer just comes up in you. You made that connection with someone. The finances came in. And you're like, wow, how did that happen? It happened back there in your prayer closet. Way back there when you asked. So the spirit of knowledge began to guide you. But we make a big mistake thinking that we're going to, if I don't hear right now, God, when I'm talking to you, you need to talk back. Just pray. And leave it with him. Let it go. And go away peaceful. And as we started out here, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon you, just like it rested upon Jesus. The spirit of the Lord God rest upon us. So this knowledge that God said, if you don't get it, you could perish. And life will be a mess. And it'll be a struggle. Now what this is, you could compare it to a key. And, you know, if we understand the natural things, we understand spiritual things better. And we all have a set of keys. Danny and I were talking about keys before church. He needed a key to some of the buildings. He's got a set of keys, but he needs something else. And the reason you and I don't struggle to go into our house or into our car, because we got a key. So we don't have to struggle to get into our homes or our car because we have a key. And there's things that God says, I don't want you struggling with that, Ken Jordan. You're my son. You live in the kingdom, and I have a key for you. In fact, Jesus said, I give you the keys to the kingdom. And you can open with a key and you can shut it down with a key. And so he gave all those keys to us. But he goes on to say this in Luke 11:52. Jesus was speaking. Now, Jesus didn't go soft. He wasn't always trying to get everybody to love him and be sweet and kind. And yet he was so full of love and gentle and kindness and love. I'll tell you what, I told Rick the other day, I was reading in the book of Luke still, and I said, Rick, you know, it was about the, I don't know now, 10th or 11th chapter. Jesus called those leaders hypocrites. What did I say, Rick? Seven times? Six times? He called them hypocrites seven times. And then the leader of the law came to him and said, Jesus, don't you know you're insulting us? He said, you are a snake. He said, you guys worry about cleaning the outside of the platter and the inside is just filthy. Don't talk to me. You're just a bunch of hypocrites. And Jesus went on to say this. And the reason I said that was this. Jesus said, we're coming down into Luke, the 11th chapter, and he says, woe to you lawyers, you leaders of the law, for you have taken, listen to this. Oh, listen to this. You have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves. I'm reading this from, I think, the Passion. You did not enter in yourselves, and those you were entering in, and those who were entering in, you hindered them. Now, I'm giving you warning tonight, and you don't need me to tell. You already know this. This is what our leaders of our nation are trying to do to us. They are trying to take the keys away from us. Because if we have a key with knowledge, guess what happened? We can open a whole bunch of doors. And they're wanting to shut us down and make us look ignorant, make us think you don't know anything, and what you say doesn't add up. And they're just freaking out. Because Elon Musk took Twitter. Now, they're saying, one man shouldn't have all that power. One man shouldn't. Well, you should have told young Zuckerberg that. While he had all the power. While he even shut down the president of the United States. And said, you don't have a voice. I'm going to tell you. This is between good and evil. You know that. We're living in a different day. Forget the politics, forget the party of your mother and your daddy. It isn't about those parties anymore. This isn't even, you can't even hardly go back 10 or 20 years and say a Democrats like they used to be or Republicans like they used to be or Liberty. No, nobody's the same. Because of this very thing, they're trying to take the keys to life, trying to shut us down and intimidate us. So I'm telling you tonight, if we've ever needed anything, I know we need discerning of spirits, New Testament teaching that Paul taught. I know we need discerning of spirits. I can't say above all gifts because Paul said the gift of love is the best. But we do need discerning of spirits, but we have to have this key of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge. And the good thing is, this is what the spirit of knowledge does. He exists in heaven and earth and on earth wide to bring us knowledge and to help us. Ooh, there's so much available to us. But he said, you have taken away the key of knowledge and they were trying to enter in and you hindered them. You know, the newest kid on the block in this room tonight is you've been here so long with me. Gina, I knew that, honey. I knew that. Gina was with us for years, and Gina came back in, and she's had just struggles over the years. I mean, just big old struggles with people and stuff, just constantly pulling at her spirit. But I'll tell you what, Gina. I'm glad that you were here Sunday. And I'm glad that you heard about the wiles and the tricks of the devil. And she came and bowed her knee and her heart right here. and made some things right with God. Now, I'm glad you're back tonight. You didn't have to come back. And the devil, see, all these years he tried to hinder you. Because I would say, with all the mess you've had, Sunday, not right now, because we have to get seasoned, but you'll probably go back to some of those people and God will use you in a mighty way. But you have to stay put. And you have to allow, this spirit of knowledge belongs to you too, to help you. I don't care how old we are in the Lord, we need this, folks. I mean, we are not advanced in this thing. Don't think we got the market cornered. Man, I remember, now I'm writing half of this story, not the other half. Remember Larry Lee? Remember Larry Lee in the late 60s, 70s? Boy, did he have the market cornered. He was praying the Lord's Prayer, and God opened it up to him. And see, we do get revelation of certain things. And God does touch men and women of God, and they're able to speak things to help us. And so, as he was praying, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Well, Larry just took that thing to the bank. And I mean, he taught us and he blessed us. And I don't know how many times and how many revelations the Holy Spirit can give you on one thing. But it was almost like Billy Graham teaching salvation. And so Larry Lee just taught this thing over and over. "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." It was changing our lives in the late 60s. And I mean, just touching. And now it's been 40 years probably. And now I see, Bill Johnson's picked it up. And God has brought that back into Bill Johnson. You've been hearing him, Lori? And, of course, you know, he's kind of moving on now. But it's "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And so there's certain things that God knows that we have need of. And this is something that he really knew in this hour that we would have need of. And there's things all the way through. And I say, "Lord, I don't even have that kind of platform. I'm not out there traveling. I'm going to have 50 people to speak to tonight, maybe 40. He said, "That's all right. They're going to get it, and they'll change. They'll change their world. They'll change their circle. Hallelujah. We'll change our circles. Amen." So the leaders are trying to, yes, take our knowledge away from us or replace personal knowledge, what you were raised with, what you learned in the church. What your parents taught you. Some stuff needs to go, but there's other things we've got to hold on to. So I'm just saying, tonight when we pray, just say, "Lord, send me the spirit of knowledge. Bring me that spirit of knowledge." What does it do again? He reveals to you. He reveals to us things we didn't know. He'll show you the way to do certain things. He'll even show you a solution. 2 weeks ago, I was just really, really praying about something. I didn't know what to do. I got up at 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, and I began to pray. And I just felt, I had sat there already for about an hour in the presence of the Lord and was just talking to him about stuff and what to do. And so I just felt the quiet softness in my spirit that said, "Remember that song that you founded the church on when you had to play the piano and do the worship and do the preaching and everything? And you did the piano," and I said, "Yes, Lord." And I knew immediately the song. "The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it. And they are safe." And the safest feeling came upon me. Like I was being guarded by an army. And then it went on to say, like David, "I am your refuge and an ever-present help in time of trouble." And that was, you know what that was? It was spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of knowledge came and visited me. And you know what? I said, "Well, Lord, thank you for that. I'm ready for bed." And I just went back, got my bed covered up, and didn't wake up until morning. Because I don't want to perish. I worry myself sick because of a lack of knowledge. It's just not worth it, church. We don't even have to go there. Okay, and I'll tell you what. we look back at some of these things, and he reveals things, shows us things, ways to do things. But it prevents a whole lot of struggle if we just use our keys like we do for our car and our house. And, you know, when you go way back and you look at history of America and other nations, you know, we weren't flying airplanes. What, 100 years ago? I mean, there was just no airplanes in the sky a few years ago. Why? Because we didn't have the knowledge of the aerodynamics, the laws and the principles, Brother Rick, of the aerodynamics. We didn't know that. So until you have knowledge, you're not going to, you just can't do what you can't do. See, and the thing that I love about this is you and I don't know what we don't know. But the Holy Spirit does know. So with that then, he says, man, I'll even teach an entire nation. Because I don't, no pun intended, but God doesn't want us flying by the seat of our pants. Oh, I just hope I win the lottery. Oh, if I win the lottery, Pastor, I'm going to pay the church off. Oh, Pastor, if I win the lottery. Well, the old saying is, what if you're at the airport? You know, when your boat comes in, you're at the wrong place. So we're not depending on luck. Oh, I just go to Eagle Mountain, Pastor. I just play the nickel machines. He didn't say the spirit of Eagle Mountain. He didn't say the spirit of the minute mark so you can go buy a lottery ticket. We don't just depend on random little things happening. Oh, I hope I'll check the mail tomorrow. Maybe I'll get my little bonus in the mail. No, he said, you get the spirit of knowledge and that'll take care of the rest. All right, I'm about ready to close. Jeremiah 33:3. Look at this. Jeremiah 33:3. Y'all been playing the lottery? Well, you just don't have to tell me. It don't matter. It's none of my business. I'm just saying you'd go talk to Jesus about it and say, Jesus, I think I'll switch from the lottery and gambling, I think I'll switch to you. I'll just depend on the spirit of knowledge. Look at Jeremiah 33:3. He says this, call to me, speaking to another prophet, Jeremiah. You call to me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. Say the rest of it. That you do not. Isn't that neat? You just call to me, and I'll answer you. I'll show you great and mighty things you don't know. When? Oh, I've been talking to him for 2 years. We'll talk to him another year or another day. You don't know when that's going to come to pass. He said, all I know is my people perish from a lack of knowledge. So, Lord, I'm telling you tonight, as we pray, let's ask him. Lord, reveal. Just bring the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of knowledge to me. That's one of the 7 spirits of Jesus. And Jesus lives in our heart. And if that's on Jesus, and he said, the Spirit of God rest on me, then it'll rest on us. Amen?
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for being here with us. You know, learn to, after you've prayed a while, to open your Bible. I don't always. At home, usually my Bible reading comes after prayer. But usually here, I don't always. But I just felt to open my Bible. After I prayed and opened it right here, Jeremiah wasn't anywhere in my notes or anything. And Jeremiah 10:14 says, everyone is dull-hearted without knowledge. So, God doesn't want any of us dull-hearted. You know, he doesn't want any of us hypocritical or having to put on a face or put on a smile or put on anything. Because he said, I got everything. I have everything for you. So, Lord, we just open up our hands tonight. We are not closed-fisted. Come on, open your hands and lift them to him. Lord, our hands are open and empty to receive what you would want to give us. But we have asked you tonight to give us that spirit of knowledge. There's brothers standing in this room right now, and they really do need knowledge. They have no idea. They have no knowledge about how to make this thing work or where to go from here, but you know. Holy Spirit, you know. So direct my brother, and it shall be easy, my brother. I mean, you'll just know here in a few days, maybe sooner than you think. Lord, there's dear sisters in this room, and we all have our stuff too. We have mothers and grandmothers and friends and aunts and women that work in the workplace, and Joellen going for her radiation, and widows, widowers, care providers. Lord, we all need direction. Vivian, she's moved here, Lord. She's going to be soon trying to find a place. So, Viv, he's already got that house chosen. He knows what your address is. So, Holy Spirit, you show her that address, and you just lead her the right place at the right time. There's connections that need to be made. Maybe somebody, I heard Tanya say maybe she was looking for new direction or another building or something. So, Holy Spirit, come to her. Come to all of us, even those that are retired. And you say, well, they're retired. No. That's the woman of God. That's the man of God. And we still, always, forever, until we leave this earth, need knowledge and we need direction. So we give you praise, Lord, and thank you. A million thanks tonight. Thanks for being here with us. Thank you for that word. Thank you for hearing us tonight as we pray. I know you heard us from heaven. And you said, I'll answer you while you're still speaking. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, bless you guys. I love you so much. Thank you for joining us in word and prayer tonight. It just doesn't get any better than that. Amen. Well, thank you for being here. And the Lord bless you and keep you.